Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of The Italian Marriage, written by Jenna Lobianco and read by Isabella Giovinazzo. His polished brown Italian leather boots hit the curb at the taxi rank with purpose. Checking his watch, he clenched his jaw. Traffic had been worse than predicted. He tapped twice on the boot of the cab and it immediately popped open. Grabbing his designer suitcase with one swift motion, he tossed the suit bag over one shoulder and bolted through the sliding doors. His green-flecked eyes darted quickly across the airline logos. This is a final boarding call for passenger M. Diademo on flight TTA 874. Please make yourself known to ground staff immediately at the check-in desk. Paging passenger M. Diademo. Recognizing the familiar red and blue crest in the distance, he ran as fast as was possible with his luggage in tow. The wheels of his suitcase clicked loudly as they rolled over the gaps between the polished tiles. I'm here, he announced, arriving flustered at the business class check-in.
Mr. Diademo?
The attendant asked.
Yes, that's me. The traffic, I...
He dropped his passport and printed e-ticket on the counter.
Never fear, I'll call down to the boarding gate and let them know you've arrived.
As she did so, he lifted his suitcase onto the conveyor belt. It was underweight.
Is that all you'll be checking in?
She asked, attaching the luggage tag to the handle.
Yes, that's all.
He adjusted his suit bag, returning his passport to the inner pocket of his attaché case.
Oh, and Mr. Diademo?
The desk attendant said his name with an air of familiarity as she handed him the boarding pass.
Your wife has already checked in and is waiting for you at the gate. Head straight to the express lane at security.
She slipped him a clearance token and smiled as tightly as her immaculate chignon.
Wonderful, thank you,
he said, gathering his belongings.
Have a pleasant flight, and we look forward to welcoming you again soon. I'm sure a glass of something bubbly will be in order once you board the flight.
Only one,
he joked, waving goodbye and disappearing as quickly as he had arrived. She watched him run from the check-in desk. Handsome, well-dressed, charismatic, she thought. Any woman would be lucky to call him her husband.
Who was that?
Asked a blonde-haired colleague from another counter, picking at her cuticles.
Matteo Diademo, she read aloud from her computer screen.
What's his deal?
She clambered over the two luggage belts that separated her economy class station from the business class check-in desk.